Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Text Number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 8, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: every human being's duration of life is maximum 100 years. Out of these 100 years, persons who cannot control the senses misuse half of them. Therefore, such person's duration of life is 50 years. The other balance 50 years is completely lost because at night he sleeps 8 to 12 hours.
Pumsa varsa satam nyayu tadadhanta jitatmana nishphalam jadasu rātryam siti andhang prapitastama. Now, Ayudhvaya, Prahlad Maharaj has already explained how these foolish persons are simply wasting time for economic development. I shall get money, and with money, dharma, artha, kama, I shall satisfy my senses. This is why, dharma, artha, kama. Nobody is trying for moksha, dharma, artha. They come to the temple just to become a dharmic. But the real purpose is, my dear Lord, I am a very poor man. Please give me some money. Dharma, artha. And what will do with money? Kama, I shall satisfy my senses. This is why. So Krishna gives them. Vidhamaṁ prapadyante. It is not that Krishna does not give. Krishna satisfies. All right. Isliye, for this reason, it is recommended that even if you have bound some lusty desire to fulfill, still you go to Krishna and He is satisfied. Don't go to other demigods. Kamasthasya hitajnana jajanti anna devata. Generally people go to other demigods for fulfilling their lusty desires. Mother Goddess Kali, I am very great devotee of you, kindly allow me to eat meat. Mother says, all right, bring one black goat and offer me and then take prasadam. This is meant for the meat eaters. The purpose is to restrain him. Instead of purchasing meat from the slaughterhouse, the Shastra says, all right, you meet it in this way. This is restriction. This is not indulgence. Loki bhavaya amisa madhya siva nityastu jantu nahita tatrovana. To eat meat, to have sex life, amisa madhya siva, and to drink intoxication. These things are naturally there. So why Shastra should encourage them? Yes, you can eat meat by offering puja, worship to Goddess Kali. Yes, you may have sex life by marrying. In this way, the Shastra there are mentioned. But this is not encouraging. This is restraining. If he is not married, he will enjoy sex life like cats and dogs. Therefore, Shastra says, all right, don't become cats and dogs, become a human being and get married and have your sex life under restraint. Similarly, if you are Rakshasa, you want to eat meat, don't eat like Rakshasa, better offer a goat to be sacrificed before Goddess Kali. This is Tathagata. The goat will be benefited because it is offering his life before Goddess Kali. He will immediately get the body of human being. Immediately promotion. He is benefited. And he has the right to kill this man. These are the injunctions in the Shastra. The Shastra never encouraging this. But those who are in the tamogun, in the darkness, just to raise them gradually to the satogun, some concession is given. Just like government. Government opens liquor shop. The liquor shop is open not to encourage. Nowadays, of course, the situation is different. But the fact is that if the government does not open liquor shop, these rustics will distill liquor every home. Therefore, government gives some concession. These are concessions. These are not required at all. For human beings, they are not required. Therefore, we restrict. No intoxication, no meat eating. It is not required. Simply, we are habituated to indulge in these sinful activities. They are not required. To speak frankly, there is no necessity for marrying. There is no necessity. If one can remain a brahmachari all through, there is a great benefit. Great benefit. Janamai-sanadi-grihame-di-sukham-mitucham. What is the benefit? It is increasing botheration. But they are trying to get out of botheration. Just like you see advertisement, 1, 2, 3, bus, no more children. And other, what I shall do? May kill. That's all. Kill them by contraceptive method or directly. Don't allow more than 1, 2, 3 children. They understand that it is botheration. And the Shastra also says, botheration. Janamai-sanadi-grihame-di-sukham-mitu-cham-karnu-ane-na-karayu-dhivaripa-dukham. Tippanta-neha-kripana-bahu-dukha-bhāja. Bahu-dukha-bhāja. Kandu-teva-manasi-ca-viṣayeta-dhīra. All right, I have begotten one child. I have to take care of so much care, all this, man. But, all right, you have trouble, taken so much trouble, stop here. No, again. Tippanta neha kripana bahu dukkha bhaja. There's so many botheration. But still, we do it practically. Why? It is said that ajitātmana cannot control this, become victimized. Victims of sense enjoyment. Ajitātma. So Prahlāda Mahārāja is speaking of this ajitātma. Those rascals who cannot control the senses. The first, their business is to sleep as much as possible. 12 hours, 14 hours. In the Western countries, sometimes 16 hours or 24 hours. In the beginning, in the Second Avenue, 26, when our morning prayer was going at 7, not very early, and so many other tenants, half naked, Mr. Judah was our landlord. Mr. Judah, what is this going on? Stop it. And he says, Mr. Judah used to say, no, they will not stop, I cannot say. You go to the police. So sometimes police were coming to stop us. But we did not stop. They are ajitātma. Jitātmana. The human life is meant for gaining victory over the senses. No. Better be victimized by the senses. This is modern thing. modern civilization means, the more you become victimized by senses, you are advanced. So here, the ajitātmana, their first business is to eat voraciously and to sleep unlimitedly. This is ajitātmana. So, this ajitātmana in another place, Bhagavata it is said, paśyatāṁ ātma-tattvam grihesu grihamedinā. Nidrāhiyate naktram babāyana ca bābhayam. Āpaśyatāṁ ātma-tattvam grihesu grihamedinā. This family life, grihesu, grihamedinā, are very much attached. This is māyā. Prahlāda Mahārāja, from the age of 5 years, he condemned hityātma-ghātam grihānda-kūpam. Griha, this so-called family life, is a dark well. We are thinking we are very happily living with nice wife and children and working very hard, getting money. But Śāstra says, you are fallen in the dark well, griha-anga-kūpam. Alright, let me remain here. No, ātma-ghātam. If you remain in this way, then you will kill your soul, ātma-ghātam. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, there is compulsory. Get out! Pañcāsaddhaṁ Now you are 50 years old, pass. Immediately get out. No, I have got so many duties, I have got this. No. Brajet. Compulsion. This verb is used, vidhine. There is no argument. You must, just like when nature scolds you, that you must be. Similarly, this is Vedic civilization. Not that unless you are killed, or being shot down by somebody else, you are not living the griha-anga-kūpam. This is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization is that brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. You must be prepared, especially the higher caste, especially the brahmanas. The brahmanas must observe the four adhyatmic principle, brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, brahmana, they do not go even to the grihastha life, remain brahmachari. But even he goes only for 25 years. It is said, pungsa varsa satam ki ayu. So divide this varsa satam, 100 years, 25 years brahmachari, 25 years grihastha, 25 years manaprastha, and last 25 years sannyasa. There is real civilization. Not that no brahmachari, no manaprastha, no sannyas, simply grihastha. They are not grihastha, they are called griha-medhi. Apasyatāmātma-tattvam grihesu griha-medhinā. There are two words. Griha-medhi and grihastha. Grihastha means that is only for 25 years. Not more than that. That is grihastha. And those who are grihastha up to the point of death, or unless he is killed, that is griha-medhi. Griha-medhi means he has made his center, the wife and family, just like one cow is tied with the rope and with a fixed up wood, and he is going round here this way. And he is thinking that he is going round the world. Yes. So griha-medhi means he has fixed up his center, his wife and children, and going round throughout the whole life. No ending. They are called griha-medhi. And grihastha means grihastha ashram. Grihamedhi ashram. Grihamedhi is only grihamedhi. And grihastha ashram. Grihastha ashram means it is as good as other ashram. Sannyasa ashram. Grihastha ashram. If he lives according to the regulative principle, that is ashram. That is also not for all the time. Only for 25 years. So those who do not observe these rules and regulations, they are called ajitātmanah, uncontrolled victims of senses, victimized by the senses, ajitāt. So their business is to sleep as much as possible. They are never practiced to get up early in the morning, unless they are bombed or knocked. They cannot take to this practice. These are ajitātmana. So, nishphalam. This ajitātmana means they are passing their days without any benefit. Nishphalam. Without any result. Human life is meant for good result. Arthadam, adhurvam, durlabham manusanga janma, tadapi adhubam arthadam. That is the Prahlad Maharaj's description. That is the fact. The human life is so valuable and I shall waste it simply by sleeping. Therefore Goswami, our predecessor gurus, they have shown nidrahara viharaka adi vijito. They conquered over these things. Nidra, sleeping. Nidra is very dangerous, according to Vedic civilization. It is simply a waste of time. If one is not serious about the value of this human form of life, he may waste his time by sleeping, but no. If we follow our predecessors, our Goswamis, who were all ministers, but they came to Vrindavan to practice what nidrahara viharaka adi vijito, to conquer over sleeping, eating and mating. And coming to Vrindavan, if we indulge in that way, then what is the use of coming to Vrindavan? Go to hell and live there. The Vrindavan life is that. You have to practice nidrahara viharaka adi vijito. That is wanted. So, those who are ajitātmana, although they have got 100 years age, still 50 years they are wasting at least. Because they will sleep at night 12 hours. So 50 years wasted. And the other 50 years, that will be described in the next verse, 20 years by sporting. Because a man, a boy, it is natural, every country, they are students, instead of becoming brahmachari, brahmachari guru grihe, basandanta, instead of becoming santa danta, very peaceful, they are indulging in sporting. This is introduced in India also. I have seen in Calcutta many young men at 12 o'clock know they are playing football. Why? There is no engagement. What he'll do? Unemployment. There is no employment. Because education means to become servant, to write one application and go office to office. Sir, give me some service. No vacancy. Get out. This is education. After taking the BAMA degrees, they have no employment. So what they will do? They will form party of anarchists and naturalists and play football, because they must have some engagement. This is advancement of civilization. Instead of utilizing the valuable form of human life, there is always wasting. And at night they are sleeping, and at noon they are playing football. Wasting in this time. So, this will be explained next one. Mukdhasya balle koisa kirata jati vinshati. By so-called sporting life, 20 years passed. 50 years by sleeping. And 20 years by football. And then 70 years passed. And jaraya grasate hasa jati kalpasya vinshati. And when he is old man, here is pain, here is rheumatism, here is, what is called, diabetes and so on. So by treatment, by blood examination, by this, being sick, another 20 years. So 20 years sporting, 20 years diabetes, and 50 years sleeping, then where is life? Where is the opportunity for Krishna consciousness? This is modern civilization. So, we are trying to save people from this modern civilization. This is modern means, in this age, it is excessively has increased. But this process of existence, this is the way of material life. So in the Satya Yuga, it was less. In the Treta Yuga, it was more, and the Dwapar Yuga, it is still more, and Kali Yuga, it is full. This is the difference of ages. Therefore, Kalu, in this age, Nāsteva, 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 Gatiranyatha, Harir Nāma, Harir Nāma, Harir Nāma, Yvati, no? Kalu, Saṅkīrtana, Prāya, Jajanti, Sumedhata. They know hope for liberation from this material bondage, except chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Other things, it is not possible. If you want to revive the old Vedic civilization, brahmachari and grihastha vanaprastha and brahman, kshatriya, these are all spoiled. Everything is spoiled. Then what is the position? The kalau sudra sambhava. We say simply they are sudras. So how the sudras will be delivered by your Krishna consciousness? Yes, they will. Not only sudras, those who are less than sudras. Kirata hunam yatulinda pukkasa abhira sambha javanakasa. Then they to pop. Not only sudras, the less than the panchamas, the fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, tenth grade, all rascals and all sinful men, they will all deliver simply by Krishna consciousness. Papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddhara. To take this chanting of Hare Krishna and your life will be saved. Thank you very much.